This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good evening. Welcome to the second game of our doubleheader here on WSMI. As tonight we have a rematch of a regional championship game from last year as the Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers play host to the Staunton Lady Bulldogs as high school basketball gets underway for the 2010-2011 season. And welcome inside Hillsboro High School. My name is Tim Mice. Happy to be joined by Uncle Ralph Niehaus. And Uncle Ralph, it's always nice to get back in the gymnasium.
Yes, it is. And how quick a year goes by. Just a short time ago, we were talking about the first week of football season. Now we're talking about the first week of basketball season.
Absolutely. We got a rematch from a regional championship game from a year ago. And I guess the big difference, Uncle Ralph, is for the Bulldogs, they return a majority of that squad from last year. Conversely, for the Toppers, they will be looking to replace four of the five starters from a squad that was just a few plays away from the Super Sectional a season ago.
Actually, just a couple free throws.
When you can really break your season down to a couple of free throws, this and that, and maybe a bit of a long offseason for Coach Deacon and the Lady Hilltoppers, but there's no question the Hilltoppers have had great success here over the last decade plus, and they will look to continue that run here tonight with a new-look Topper squad. And for Troy Redfern and his Staunton Lady Bulldogs, he has the program moving in the right direction. We're just moments away from the tip. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with the lineups and the tap next.
Hi, this is Big Edward Wernstein's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carnarvonville. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs, and we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernstein's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carnarvonville.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes, and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
Whether it's your first purchase or you're an old pro, buying a home is always a big, big step. Fortunately, Bank and Trust Company's mortgage lending department has the experience it takes to help you make that step confidently and securely. Just let them know how they can assist you at Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
At Weston Food Mart in Raymond, you can rent videos, pick up donuts, try the fresh pizza, get hamburgers, hot dogs, or fresh-made deli sandwiches. At West End, you can fill your gas tank with Phillips 66 gasolines, open 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day, or fill up 24 hours with your credit card at West End Food Mart in Raymond.
Building or remodeling a home? For interior wood products from doors to hardwood floors, choose Wills Milling and Hardwoods of Carlinville. See their big showroom and choose from custom-made cabinetry or cabinets from Haas or Dura Supreme and find a huge display of interior door styles. And everything is offered pre-finished. Call 854-9056 for info or directions or visit willsmilling.com.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts.
Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency in Litchfield offers the coverage you need for auto, home, life, health, farm, and commercial. And if you ever need to make a claim, you can count on Roy and all the folks at the Simmermaker Agency to do things right. For a free quote, call or stop by the Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency, 301 North Monroe in Litchfield.
This is WSMI, America's high school sports leader.
Tally Broadcasting, celebrating 60 years of service to Mid-Illinois. This is WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, the station you can count on.
Welcome back inside Hillsboro High School. Let's get you set with the starting lineups. First for the visiting Lady Bulldogs tonight from Staunton High School, Courtney Dara, a 5'8 senior, Katie Yakos, a 5'7 junior, Sam Sinaldi, a 5'8 senior, Sophie Fairman, a 6'1 sophomore, and Brianna Ray, a 6-foot sophomore for head coach Troy Redfern. For the Lady Hilltoppers from Hillsboro High School, Courtney Gabot, the lone starter from last year, a 5'6 senior, Faith Burkett, a 5'6 junior, Rachel Puckett, a 5'6 junior, Aaron Satterley, a 6-foot junior, and Hannah Luckett, a 5'9 junior for head coach Brett Teakin and his Toppers. It'll be Satterley the jump for the Toppers, Fairman for the Dogs, Hap controlled by Staunton, and we are underway with the second game of our doubleheader here on WSMI. Hope you enjoyed game number one tonight, Litchfield and Nokomis, as high school basketball is underway, and that pass out front goes through the hands of Sinaldi out of bounds, and the game's first turnover belongs to the Lady Dogs. And of course, congratulations to the Staunton football team as they had a miraculous season here in 2010 as they were playing in the state quarters just a few days ago against a powerhouse in KZ Westfield, and they gave the Warriors all they wanted last Saturday. Congratulations to the Bulldog football squad on an outstanding season. And the Lady Dogs look to continue that here as they have pretty high expectations headed into the season. The J from Rachel Puckett off the mark from the left elbow, picked up by the Dogs. And here comes Brianna Ray, the big senior point guard, quickly into the front court, dumps it down to Fairman through the hands of Sophie out of bounds. And Uncle Ralph, Staunton's had it twice and turned it over twice. Maybe some early season jitters.
A little bit of early season mistakes there. You have to expect them in the first game.
No scores in the first 45 seconds. Three ball on the way, too strong off the back iron from Faith Burkett. And the board picked up by Brianna Ray, and she's fouled in the backcourt. And that'll be the first team foul coming to the ball game. It'll be whistled on the Toppers, and the personal foul will be whistled, I believe, on Courtney Gabot. It'll be her first, team's first. Sideline trigger for Staunton. Pass is stolen. Inbounds pass stolen. Up and down, Courtney Gabot for the game's first basket. Lazy inbounds pass that time, and Gabot read it, picked it off, and laid it in from the right side. Here comes Brianna Ray now attacking. She will leave it on the baseline, and Katie Yakos has the Dogs on the board as she answers from 7 feet off the left baseline. 6:45 for the opening quarter. We're tied at two. Should be a good ball game here tonight in the second of two games on WSMI. Of course, we welcome those of you listening online tonight through Network One Sports, enjoying our live stream at WSMIRadio.com. Turnover as that time Puckett's pass stolen away. Quickly back come the Dogs. Dara's layup is no good. Rebound picked up by Sinaldi. She lost it, and here come the Toppers in a hurry. Burkett ahead to Gabot. Courtney will rise up. Had it partially deflected in there by Sophie Fairman, the 6'1 sophomore. Back come the Dogs as Sinaldi, a bounce feed across the lane, knocked out of bounds. And we got some up and down action here in the first 2 minutes.
Very quick. And I think that's one thing you'll see out of the Hillsboro this time. They're not real big, but they're going to be very quick.
Conversely, Staunton's got some pretty good size in their squad. In the right corner it goes to Yakos. Leaves it for Ray. Brianna traveled. She shuffled the feet, making her ball fake at the foul line. And that'll be three turnovers on Staunton.
And turnovers can kill you.
Oh, absolutely. But those are the things, like you mentioned earlier, the first game of the year, first 2 minutes of the first game, actually. You're going to get those mistakes worked out of there. Better sooner than later. Trapped. Ball deflected off the leg of Darren near midcourt. It'll be out of bounds, staying with the Toppers. As that time, Rachel Puckett was trapped. One bounce on her side of half court, and that's not a good place to pick up the dribble.
No.
5:58 for the opening quarter. We're tied at two, Staunton and Hillsboro. Obviously the first game for both squads. These two teams met in the Greenville Regional Championship a year ago, won by the Toppers. But that was a big step in the program for the Lady Bulldogs to be in a regional championship game. We're going to have a jump ball, and possession will keep it with the Toppers. That's how programs are built. It doesn't just happen overnight. Brett Teakin knows that very well here at Hillsboro. So he eventually built a state championship squad, and for Coach Troy Redfern, he's got the Lady Dogs moving in the direction they want to be going. Here's Gabot, fake the three, a bounce inside the arc. She'll pull up, too strong off the iron. Rebound belongs to Staunton and Courtney Dara. Racing into the front court, man-to-man pressure from Burkett. And Dara lost it, but I believe she was fouled. Yes, reach and foul on Gabot. Second team foul. And
number two
the
on
second me. On Gabot. So Courtney has the Topper's lone bucket now. She has two personal fouls. Stays on the floor. I think that first foul went on Courtney.
I think it did too.
Here's Ray attacking the left block. She is fouled. as this foul will go on Hannah Luckett. It'll be her first, team's third. Mentioned the size advantage for the Bulldogs. We'll see if they want to try to attack off the blocks, Uncle Ralph, here tonight. Pass goes in, deflected off the toppers, then off the hands of Sophie Fairman, and it'll belong to the toppers. Four turnovers now on Staunton.
Staunton has been fortunate so far. They've had four turnovers, but Hillsborough has not been able to turn them into any scoring.
Now the toppers turn it right back over. A long pass goes right into the hands of Brianna Ray. Now the Bulldogs almost gave it back. Yakos will turn and hit. Katie Yakos picked up the ball after it went through the hands of the topper defender, and then Katie was all alone from 5 feet out. So Brett Teakin wants a timeout. 5:08 for the opening quarter. It is the Staunton Lady Bulldogs 4, the Hillsborough Lady Hilltoppers 2. Back with more high school basketball action following these messages.
High school basketball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations brought to you by Wide Variety Store in Coffeen, Gina Gachardo, CPA in Gillespie, Harpole and White Appraisal Service in Hillsboro, and by the Brown Insurance Agency, your Erie Insurance Agency in Hillsboro and Harville.
Sports injuries can happen to anyone, even if you're just a Sunday golfer. Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Glazer with Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield. Chiropractic care, plus our massage therapist, Teresa Luck, can help treat sports injuries. Find out how chiropractic can help you stay in the game. Call us at Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield at 324-7770.
Welcome back to Hillsboro. Tim Eyes alongside Uncle Ralph Niehaus, and always takes a little time to switch sports and get into the gear of basketball.
Not only for players, but for the announcers.
Absolutely. I'm still waiting for him to break huddle.
Yeah.
We're at 4-2 here in the opening quarter, 5:08 for the first period. Toppers have the ball following the timeout. Katie Yakos has all 4 points for the Dogs as they come out. It's like in a zone defense. Here's Gabeau, bounce speed across to Puckett, bounce speed on the baseline, pass tipped out, eventually corralled by Gabeau for the Toppers. She's going to try a long, dangerous pass. Goes out the door that's open and into the hallway. That'll be a turnover. Three of them now on the toppers.
Puckett's arm just wasn't quite long enough.
Not quite. That puppy bounced right out of the gymnasium. Full court pressure now from Hillsboro. 4-2, Staunton with the lead and the ball facing the full court pressure. And a lazy pass that time from Sinaldi. And that'll be the fifth turnover on Staunton. She was looking for Brianna Ray, the point guard, coming back to the basketball. But the bounce pass too far for the 6-foot senior Ray. Now the toppers will trigger from the sideline. And it goes now to Puckett. Rachel on the dribble drive, had it poked away. We'll get a reach-in foul coming on Sam Sinaldi. That'll be her first, team's first, with 4:40 to play in the opening quarter. Toppers have been whistled for 3 personal fouls here in the opening quarter. Sideline triggers stage side here at Hillsboro High School for Gabeau. Looking, gets it in. Burkett had her pass tipped, stolen. Now a reach and foul, and that could be Gabeau, and that will be her third. 3 quick personals on Courtney Gabeau, and the lone starter from a year ago will have to come out after picking up her third personal foul. Faith Burkett thought she was coming out. She was heading to the sideline, had to throw on the air brakes. She will stay in. Courtney Gabeau will head out, and we will not see Courtney, I wouldn't imagine, for the rest of the half, Uncle Ralph.
No.
On the attack, Sinaldi dumps it down. Yakos, good on selfish basketball to Dara, yes. Courtney Dara has her first bucket. Great interior passing that time from the Dogs, and they lead it 6-2. Here comes Hillsboro attacking. On the right side, it goes to Puckett. Rachel baseline, tried to leave it that time for Luckett, and it's deflected out of bounds that time by Fairman, and Hillsboro maintains possession, 4:09 for the opening quarter, a 6-2 Staunton lead. Baseline trigger for the toppers. Up top it goes to Puckett. Off the baseline comes Shelby Gray, who checked in for Gabeau. And Shelby is fouled on the reach-in. Second team foul on Staunton. They will get the personal, I believe, on Dara. Her first. Scoreboard not in full functioning mode here tonight. We're not getting individual player fouls on the big board here at Hillsboro High School, but we do get the team fouls. Toppers skip it. Burkett on the block, back to Faith now. Refeeds the post to Satterley. Aaron will kick it out. Gray for 3, back rimmed it too strong. Rebound belongs to the toppers. And Luckett, great offensive rebound. Baseline to Puckett. Rachel missed it. Fairman finally clears it out for Staunton. She leaves it for Ray. Brianna ahead quickly to Sinaldi. Sam goes up, missed the layup, and the rebound to the Toppers. Luckett with the board, and now a reach-in foul coming on Staunton. And it was Sam Sinaldi, the guilty party. And how often do you see it, Uncle Ralph? You miss a layup, then you reach in with the foul.
Yep.
The Staunton player there heard the pitter-patter of little feet coming and rushed it just a little bit and cost her 2 points.
So 6-2, Staunton with the lead. Bulldogs now with 3 team fouls. Toppers have been whistled for 4. Tekla Lohman has checked in, a 5'8 junior for the Toppers, as it'll be Aaron Satterley getting a breather here with 3:20 to play opening quarter. Here's Luckett up top. In the corner it goes now to Gray. Shelby off to Burkett. Up top it goes to Lohman. Tekla now off it goes to Puckett in the right corner. 3-ball from Gray on the way, short. Rebound to the Toppers and Lohman. Nice position that time from Lohman to secure the offensive rebound. Here comes Burkett. Fake. Right side of the key. Oh, she tried to force it on the baseline and turned it over. Stepping into the passing lane, Brianna Ray ahead quickly to Dara. Courtney too strong off the window. And the rebound comes out to the Toppers and Luckett. So a couple of missed layups here for the Dogs in the last couple of trips. Another turnover. We'll have another chance at a layup here. Kristen Brown is fouled. Back-to-back fast break opportunities for Staunton, and they come away with 0 points. And now it'll be Kirsten Brown, the 5'4 sophomore. I believe the foul line, no. They will call the foul on the floor. It'll be baseline out of bounds for the Dogs under their own hoop. 2:41 to play first quarter. They lob it up. Fairman puts it up and in. The soft
the
touch.
Roll.
Soft touch from the heart of the lane, and the Bulldogs lead it 8-2. Down on the block it goes. Now back to Puckett. Rachel attacking with the dribble drive. Tried to split the double. Lost the basketball. We're going to get a jump ball. And possession is going to send us the other way with Staunton. So that will be the 7th Hillsboro turnover. Staunton turned it over 4 of the first 5 possessions. And now Uncle Ralph, Hillsboro's turned the basketball over several possessions in a row.
Yeah, that ball's got a little warm.
Ray, Fairman, yes, Toppers. Full court pressure that time. The Dogs threw over the top to Ray, who found Fairman for the easy deuce. An 8-point Staunton lead. Brown, man-to-man pressure. Here's a 3-ball on the way from Luckett. Around and out, no good. Rebound stays with Hillsboro. Here comes Gray. Back to Luckett now. Hannah Luckett spinning at the left elbow, dumps it on the block. Back to Luckett. She'll try a 3 again. Missed it again. Rebound went off the foam on the backboard, took a funny bounce. As a result, Ray mistimed the jump. Toppers maintain. Luckett attacks, missed it. May have been partially deflected in there by Sophie Fairman.
Yeah, I think it was.
She's 6'1", but she's got some long arms. Now Ray's pass ahead stolen. Up and down action here in the opening quarter. Been a bit sloppy. 13 total turnovers, and now a reach and foul. That'll be on Kirsten Brown, her first, team's 4th. And with 94 seconds to play in the opening quarter, Staunton leading Hillsboro 10-2 here on opening night of girls high school basketball. Hope you enjoyed our first game tonight, Litchfield at Nokomis. We're coming to you tonight from Hillsboro High School along with Uncle Ralph. My name is Tim Mize. 94 seconds for the opening quarter, an 8-point dog lead. 3-ball, no. Rebound, no. Gray with the follow couldn't get it. Hillsboro ice cold from distance here in the opening quarter. And Brown trying to get down the sideline, stepped out of bounds. That'll be the 7th turnover on Staunton. Good defense that time as the Toppers just kind of forced Brown down the sideline. She tried to tightrope and unable to do so.
Got her pinky on the line.
That's all it takes. It's not like soccer where some of the footerball can be out of bounds.
Right.
And you're still in play.
Right.
70 seconds for the first quarter. On the attack, Puckett. Rachel, yes. Rachel Puckett has her first bucket. A nice pull-up J from about 12 feet off the right side. And it's a 10-4 Staunton lead. Final minute of the opening quarter. Ray spinning. Brianna foul. She'll be to the line for a couple of tosses. Good aggressive move that time from Brianna Ray. It will get Tekla Lohman her first. And that will send the 6-foot senior Brianna Ray to the foul line. Big point guard for Coach Troy Redford.
Yes, she is.
Free throw is too strong off the back iron. In the first game of the year, you can practice all you want, you can scrimmage all you want, but there's no substitute for the first quarter of the first game. Brianna Ray gets one out of two.
Yep, you see a little bit of heavy breathing and gasping for a little breath.
Plus you get the adrenaline on that first night. You get a little more amped up. Here come the tappers as Courtney Gabeau goes off the window from the right side. It's 11-6. Here comes Ray. Jump stops, puts it up and in. Brianna Ray right back at you. Her first field goal. Tough move there. Utilize the jump stop. It's 13-6. Dogs with the lead. Toppers with the ball. Here comes Shelby Gray. Off the left baseline. Cut off there by Yakos. Back to Gabeau. Fake the three. On the baseline. Pass tipped around. Stolen. Deflected three separate times. Eventually winds up in the hands of Katie Yakos. Here comes Ray. Brianna, bad pass. Tried to feed the post from the top of the key and stolen away. 5 seconds for the quarter. Here's Gray at the horn. That's good if it goes around and down. Shelby Gray, a triple at the horn. That puppy went around the world, popped out, and then went back home. After one quarter of play, the Staunton Bulldogs 13, the Hillsboro Hilltoppers 9. You're listening to girls high school basketball on America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.
Your friends at Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, for all your banking needs, stop by one of Security National Bank's locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois? Before you do it on your own, give us a chance. Just call, come in, or pick up a free information kit about your rights. Or visit our website at drummondlawllc.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
Hi, this is Big Ed Edwards. It's a beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carnival. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs. And we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernsing's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carnival.
You're listening to WSMI, America's high school sports leader.
Uncle Ralph, a little bit of a sloppy first quarter. 8 turnovers by Hillsboro and 8 turnovers by Staunton.
You expect that the first game, Tim, and a lot of butterflies floating around, and you know, it's opening night. Tough to get everything lined out.
Here come the toppers to start the quarter. They try to dump it down to the block to Luckett. She's rejected out of there by Sophie Fairman, and boy, she's going to be a tough matchup for a lot of teams this year as we move forward.
She's tall and she's got long arms.
Okay, she's a pretty good athlete on top of it all, too. Satterlee's Jay off the mark from the right side. Here comes Brown, picked up the dribble after one bounce. Her pass tipped, stolen. Ahead to Puckett. Rachel off the window, missed it. And the rebound will be off of the toppers and belong to Staunton. So clearly, some first game jitters, definitely the case here in the first quarter plus on this Tuesday night.
Yeah, Rachel never got in position with that, and she was too far under the bucket. Lucky they got the ball back.
Well, they did get the ball back. The ref must have pointed the wrong way initially. The toppers have the basketball. Here comes Gray. Attacks. Ray blocked it. Brianna didn't even have to leave her feet at 6 foot tall. Now she brings it into the front court, leaves it off for Marissa Zurgis, who just checked in. Here comes Brown now between the circles. She'll set the offense. Here's Ray off the left wing. Attacks foul line. Leaves it for Fairman. Back to Brown now. Kirsten on the attack. Down to Brianna. Ray, power bounce. And it's out of bounds, belonging to Staunton. So stripped out of the hands of Brianna Ray that time as she caught it right in the heart of the lane. Took the power dribble and had it swatted away. And it goes to Fairman. Sophie's shot. That was blocked in there, and the ball's picked up by Hannah Luckett. Ahead quickly to Gray. Shelby into the front court. She will leave it off for Burkett now. Fate back into the hands of Gray on the block to Satterlee. Here's Puckett, 18 feet away, short, and the rebound to Brianna Ray. Toppers can't find it from distance at the moment. Ray spins into the front court, checked by Birkin. Brianna leaves it off. Yakos for three, too strong with it. Rebound backside, controlled by Fairman. Sophie keeps it alive for the Dogs. Here comes Brown. Nice look to Yakos. Katie from the baseline missed it. Rebound to Zurgis, up and in. Marissa Zurgis has her first bucket tonight. And it's a 15-9 Staunton lead. A couple of extra opportunities there for the bigger Bulldogs. Fairman got the first offensive board. Zurgis got the second.
Can't give him that second shot at the hole.
Rejected. Fairman completely rejected that time. Erin Satterley ahead to Brown. Kirsten traveled. She did.
Yep.
Could not put the brakes on fast enough. That was a tough catch. And for the Dogs, that'll be their 10th turnover.
Didn't get that shot away before that foot hit the
Sam Sinaldi will check back in. Looks like Brianna Ray will get a breather. Also, Courtney Dara back into the contest. And it'll be Kirsten Brown to take a seat. 6:04 for the first half, a 15-9 Staunton lead. Both teams trying to find their footing here in the early stages of the season. Here's Gabeau. Across the floor, it goes now to Burkett, back to Courtney to Faith. In the corner, they swing it to Gray now. Good movement, ball was tipped, but it found its way back to Gabeau. Three on the way, back rimmed it too strong that time, did Luckett, and the rebound belongs to Sinaldi. Sam goes up, foul. It'll be Luckett, Hannah Luckett, her second personal, sixth on the team. Want to remind you, coming up on Thursday, the Coach Ron Zook Show for you live at 7 o'clock here on FM 106, and that will be followed by Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois will take on Texas from Madison Square Garden. Free throw from Sinaldi is good. So that game Thursday night live at 7:30 here on FM 106. Illinois and Texas from Madison Square Garden in New York City. And then depending on the outcome of that game, Illinois will either play at 3:30 or 5:30 on Friday, and we'll have it for you here on FM 106. Sinaldi gets a pair, and it's an 8-point Staunton lead, 5.5 minutes for the first half. Here's Luckett up top. They swing it in the corner. Gabeau, ball fake to three, penetrates, stripped, stolen. Rebound stolen loose, back. Picked back up by the Toppers. Here's Burkett on the right side, off to Gabeau. Courtney Gabeau, high post. To Satterley. In the corner it goes now to Luckett. Hannah will survey, bounced it once, almost lost it. Got it back to Burkett. Face cross-court pass tipped by Sinaldi. It'll be out of bounds and it'll stay with the Toppers, but cross-court passes right now for the Toppers, having a tough time finding their destination.
Yeah.
An 8-point Lady Bulldog lead. 3 minutes gone by second quarter. Burkett gonna trigger a deep three off the mark, no good. Rebound kept alive by Gray. Faith will try it again, this time from the foul line, short, and we're going to get a jump ball on the rebound. Possession will send it the way of the Staunton Lady Bulldogs. Full court pressure now from the Toppers, and we're going to have a substitution. Checking out will be Faith Burkett, and in for the Lady Hilltoppers, Katie DeLuca, a 5'5 freshman. 4 minutes, 50 seconds to play, first half. Here comes Sinaldi, quickly, front court, pulled up, blocked in there by Satterley, and picked up by Gabeau. Good defense that time from Erin Satterley, the 6-foot junior. Here come the Toppers, trailing by 8 with the basketball. Shelby Gray up top, in the corner it goes. DeLuca for a 3, got it. Katie DeLuca off the bench, buries a triple, and it's 17-12. Staunton with the lead, their lead down to 5. Now a throwaway, and it's going to belong to the Toppers. Turnover number 12 on Staunton. So the full court pressure on Carell might have the Lady Bulldogs moving a little bit faster than Coach Troy Redfern would like.
Making some passes that are not real good.
Lead down to 5, closest the Toppers have been in quite some time. Here's Gray on the left wing, cut off the baseline. Now up top it goes. Luckett will try a 3, got it. Back-to-back triples from the Toppers. First DeLuca, now Hannah Luckett. And the lead is down to a deuce. Halfway through the second quarter. Trouble in the backcourt for Brown. Into the front court comes Sinaldi. Sam leaves it for Yakos. Katie will fire. Overshot it all, but the rebound belongs to Fairman. Sophie tried to pass out. got tipped, goes to Dara, and Courtney Dara is fouled. Interesting sequence there as Fairman picked up the long shot that time and had her pass deflected away, went right to Courtney Dara, who picked it up, attacked the rim, and drew the foul. Seventh team foul. Gabeau is out. And back in is Rachel Puckett. Did they call that foul on Gabeau, Uncle Ralph?
I didn't think they did, but
free throw from Dara, no good, as she missed the front end.
Ben's scoreboard isn't working.
Kind of tough to tell.
Yes, it is. I didn't think it was on Gabeau, but maybe it was. It is. That's four on her.
Here comes Shelby Gray off the left baseline. Up top it goes now to DeLuca. Off to Luckett. She'll fire from 17. Banked it in. The game is tied. Hannah Luckett off the window, Tim Duncan style, and we're knotted at 17. That window's there for a reason.
Yes,
might as well use it.
Yes, it is.
A reach and foul here on Rachel Puckett. 18 foul, and we are in the bonus. It'll be 1-1 for Brianna Ray. She's quickly back into the ballgame.
Hillsboro's worked themselves back from a 10-point deficit to tie it up.
Tekla Lohman checks in as Aaron Satterley will get a breather here with 3:08 for the first half. We knew it would be a good ball game. Staunton jumped out to the early lead, and the Toppers have battled back, and we are knotted at 17 apiece with 3:08 to play first half. Ray's free throw is good. Brianna Ray is now 2 of 3 from the foul line. Second toss up, it is short, and the rebound belonged to the Toppers, and they fought each other and lost it. Dogs get it back, courtesy of Sam Sinaldi, who
another
finds
foul.
A slashing Brianna Ray. She draws the foul, as Uncle Ralph said. 9 team fouls now on the Toppers. Check that, 10 team fouls on the Toppers. Double bonus, the last 3:07 for the Dogs. Free throw is around and out. And it's double bonus, so she'll get the second toss.
She'll get another shot.
So Brianna Ray at the foul line. Her Dogs leading the Toppers 18-17. And Satterley, check that. Yep, it'll be Aaron Satterley back into the contest. And Hannah Luckett will get a breather. Brianna Ray's second toss up. It is back rimmed, no good. The Bulldogs not capitalizing at the foul line. Here comes Puckett on the attack. Yes, got it to crawl over the front rim. Rachel Puckett, her second field goal. Yes, it did. A 1-point lead for the Toppers. I think they scored the game's first basket, their first lead since. Ray comes right back at you. Hard in the lane, gets it to go. Brianna Ray with 6. Soft touch from about 8 feet away. And now we're on the odd point. 2:40 for the half. Here's Satterley from the baseline. Yes, Erin Satterley, her first field goal. 21-20 Toppers. Now we're going. Here comes Sinaldi. Down to Fairman. Sophie, no. Dara blocked from behind and fouled. They will get Katie DeLuca with the personal. It looks like both clubs kind of settling into their routines now.
Yep, yeah, they're beginning to find the range a little bit.
Dara at the free throw line. Her toss is no good. Free throw's a problem right now for the Dogs. They have missed their last 4 foul shots. Dara's second could tie the game. Up, and it's good.
Ooh, got the roll on that.
Get the proper spin on the basketball, and more times than not, find a way to roll in. Oh, nearly poked away by Dara. Puckett maintains. We're tied at 21. Toppers have the basketball. Here's DeLuca, picked up the dribble, nearly stolen by Dara. Satterley, good strong hands to secure the catch. Here comes Lohman, off to Gray. Shelby, we have a reach-in foul coming on Courtney Dara, her second, team's 5th. She got caught with her hand in the proverbial cookie jar that time.
Yep, and didn't get the cookie.
No reward. Aaron Satterley now between the circles to Puckett. In the corner it goes to Gray. Back across the floor, tipped, stolen by Dara. Courtney goes up and down for the easy deuce. Courtney Dara with 5. She read the cross-court pass. And the Bulldogs back in front, 23-21. 105 seconds for the first half. Nice bounce feed. Satterley will go off the window and in. Erin Satterley has her second field goal, 4 points on the night. We're back in the tied situation, 23 apiece. Here comes Sinaldi, attacking and foul. And Uncle Ralph Staunton, even though they're not making their free throws, doing exactly what you want to do when you're in the bonus. Be aggressive.
Yep, go for the bucket. Make them foul you.
Sam Sinaldi is 2 for 2 at the free throw line tonight. She'll get two more tosses here with a minute 33 to play first half. Game tied at 23. These clubs met in a regional championship game last year. That was won by the Toppers. Free throw from Sinaldi is good. That puppy was pure.
Nothing but net.
24-23 Staunton. Sinaldi's second toss, the 5'8 senior. It is around and out, no good. Toppers now can take the lead with a field goal, down 24-23. Looks like the Bulldogs in a little 2-3 zone piece. Attacking Gray, baseline blocked by Fairman, but you could hear the skin all the way over here, Uncle Ralph.
Yep.
For Sophie Fairman, that'll be her first.
Hear the slap.
So that will send to the free throw line Shelby Gray, a 5'6 sophomore for head coach Brett Teakin. Teak assisted by Jason Burke. Free throw is good for Shelby Gray. She has 4 points. Troy Redfern is assisted by Jennifer Brooke. Tied at 24. Gray's second toss is around and out. No good. A lot of around and outs here tonight.
Yeah, there is.
Maybe somebody better.
A lot of spin on the ball.
Maybe the rims weren't checked for play.
Might not be. They might be, you know, you say that in jest, Tim, but tight rims will do that.
Oh, absolutely they will. And every rim's a little bit different.
Yep.
Here comes Ray on the baseline. It goes to Dara. Courtney back up between the circles to Sinaldi. Sam attacking, stripped, ball loose, goes right to Dara, off the window too strong. Fairman has it up and in. Sophie Fairman with 6 points. And Staunton doing a nice job getting second and even third opportunities on the offensive end. 26-24 Dawgs, 45 seconds for the half. Here's Lohman, off it goes to Gray. Burkett in the corner, leaves it for Lohman. Telka on the attack, pass tipped. Nearly stolen, picked up by Gray. 35 seconds for the first half. Slashing. Uh-oh, miscommunication that time as DeLuca had some miscommunique and passed it where the teammate was not. Ahead it goes to Sinaldi. Off her hands, out of bounds. 14 turnovers on Staunton.
Criminal mistake there. She was going to shoot it before she caught it.
Yeah, that's
and
tough.
That don't work.
That don't work too well.
No.
It's like a football turning your head upfield before to run before you've caught the ball.
Yeah.
20
yeah.
seconds for the first half. A 2-point dog league. Toppers can hold for the final shot. 12 seconds for the half. Gray to DeLuca. She will fire straight on and got it. Katie DeLuca, a long deuce. She has 5 points. We're tied at 26. Here comes Ray into the front court. Dara at the horn. That's good. If it goes, it will not. And what a first half of basketball. Got off to a bit of a sloppy start in the opening quarter, but Uncle Ralph, that's to be expected in the games or the first season or the first game of the season. I know what I'm trying to say. I'll get it out
eventually. Yeah, you'll get it there. Well, Tim, they you could see both teams came out, and they were very tight and made several turnovers, but you could just watch as the game progressed into the second quarter, both of them kind of settling in, getting a little confidence in one another, and beginning to do what their coaches want them to do.
Absolutely. We are tied at 26 as we head to the half. But if you're Staunton, might be thinking about what could have been in that first half. In the second quarter, the Dawgs were only 4 of 11 from the charity stripe, Uncle Ralph, and they now find themselves in a tie ball game, 26-26 at the half between Staunton and Hillsboro. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the third quarter for you as you're listening to high school basketball on WSMI FM 106.
Tally Broadcasting, celebrating 60 years of service to Mid-Illinois. This is WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, the station you can count on.
Your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, after the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Hanna, and Greenville.
Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop has a crew cab rollback. When you're stranded out on the highway, Kurt can transport your car and your family. When you need a tow or machine shop services, remember Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop in Litchfield. Call 324-2400.
Madison Communications now offers lightning-fast 10M high-speed service for your home. And now upgrade your existing Madison high-speed service for free during this introductory offer or switch to Madison and get a free installation and free modem. Call for details at 1-800-422-4848 today. 10M high-speed service from Madison.
We're serving Mid-Illinois.
USMI. Now is the time to invest in your home or business with Newhouse GeoComfort Geothermal Heating and Cooling. Qualified homeowners get a 30% tax credit on the installation of a GeoComfort system. Call Newhouse Heating and Air Conditioning at 217-324-2818 for more information on a GeoComfort system. Live comfortably.
This is Greg with Sloan Implement Company. Now that harvest is complete, it's time to visit with us to plan your equipment needs for next year. We have everything you need to upgrade or replace your equipment so you are more productive for 2011. Be sure to stop in and see us at Sloan Implement in Carlinville or Vandalia for all your equipment needs.
Has this ever happened to you?
Yo, dump truck!
I need to get to Brian's Auto in Litchfield for a Jasper engine.
Hey, by the way, the car won't start. Call Brian's, would you? 324-6837.
Call Brian's Auto and 23-hour towing in Litchfield. 324-6837. Over 30 years of experience for your towing and repairs.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Allman Realty and Appraisal in Nokomis, Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield, Dirk's Radiator Service in Nokomis, Randy Beidle, your country insurance agent in Bunker Hill, the Moonlight Y in Taylor Springs, and by Roby Farm and Sales in Farmersville, your GSI bin dealer.
Film development has never been so easy at Safemore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon. They're glad to offer one-hour photo finishing and their Sony Picture Station. And Safemore Pharmacy makes your prescriptions more convenient with free delivery on prescriptions. It's all at Safemore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon.
Over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house we go. The holiday table is set with farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Prairie Farms butter on the vegetables and homemade rolls. Pumpkin pie topped with Prairie Farms whipping cream. And to drink, farmer-owned Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
Tally Broadcasting, celebrating 60 years of service to Mid-Illinois. This is WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville. The station you can count on.
Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751.
This is Jim McKay from McKay Napa Auto Parts Stores. Right now we have Mobil 1 for $5.79 a quart. We have car starters at $44.99. Jumper cables, now these are good jumper cables with actual copper in them, for $19.49. Come to Napa and get the good stuff.
WSMI, America's high school sports leader. And welcome back to Hillsboro High School. Tim Eyes alongside Uncle Ralph Niehaus, and we are just moments away from the start of the third quarter here tonight. And Uncle Ralph, we're starting brand new. Two quarters in the books, and we're knotted at 26 apiece.
Just like we started the game when it was 0-0.
Leading scorer for Staunton in the first half, Brianna Ray and Sophie Fairman, each with 6 points in the opening half of play. And for the Toppers, Hannah Luckett and Katie DeLuca, 5 points apiece to lead the Toppers. Free throws a bit of a concern for the Dogs. They were only 5 out of 13 in the first half of play. And for the Toppers, they were actually 0 for 1 in the first half. So they only got to the free throw line one time.
We might point out that Katie DeLuca got in the game late, and she's only a freshman.
How about that? And she's the leading scorer there in the first half.
Yeah.
And the third quarter is going to start. Well, I thought it was going to start with a turnover, but the Toppers threw it away. Dara tracked it down. She saved it right to Courtney Gabeau, so Hillsboro maintains possession. That was a bit of a strange sequence right there.
Yes, it was.
If Dara just lets the ball go out of bounds, Staunton has it. But you never fault a kid for hustling.
Nope.
That's what Courtney Dara did there. On the attack come the Toppers. Looks like they have their original starting five back on the floor as it's turned over. That time Burkett, looking out of the corner, lost it. Ray. Throw ahead, nearly poked away, picked up by Sinaldi on the block. Brianna goes up and in. Give the assist to Sinaldi, the bucket to Ray. Brianna with 8. So on the floor for the Dogs, it is Ray, Yakos, Dara, Sinaldi, and Fairman. Here come the Toppers attacking. That is Satterley off the mark as Satterley is joined on the floor by Hannah Luckett, Courtney Gabeau, Faith Burkett, Rachel Puckett, was that 5?
You got 5.
Okay, I got all 5.
Yeah.
On the baseline comes Sinaldi.
5 of these.
All five of the fingers right there. That's it. 6:38 for the third quarter. 28-26. Staunton with the lead. They have the basketball. Trying to get back in the basketball flow here. These are our first broadcasts of the season here on WSMI FM 106. Hope you enjoyed game number 1 between Litchfield and Nokomis. We are just underway in the third quarter here from Hillsboro High School as the Dogs lead the Toppers 28-26. And we have 3 seconds in the lane on Staunton. That'll be their 15th turnover. Staunton had 14 turnovers in the first half. Hillsboro with 10 turnovers in the first half. But most of those did come in the opening quarter of play.
Yeah, second quarter they settled down. And turnovers may not kill you, but they'll bruise you pretty bad.
Burkett down to Satterley. Beautiful. Off the window. It's good.
Nice
Aaron
shot.
Satterley has 6 points. So she feels very comfortable using the window. She's banked in all 3 of her field goals tonight.
I like to see kids do that. I like to see them take it off the glass.
It's a much easier shot off the wing when you use the window. 2 minutes gone by. Third quarter. Here's Ray off the block. Missed it. Fairman with the rebound. Put back around and out. And the rebound belongs to the Toppers and Rachel Puckett on the move into the front court. Gabeau up and in for the deuce. Courtney Gabeau.
There.
She's got 6 points. That was a contested layup, but Gabeau got it to go, and the Toppers have a lead at 30-28. Hillsboro was very late coming out of the locker room. They came onto the floor with 30 seconds left in halftime. So they did not warm up at all to start the second half. Pass from Sinaldi, too far for Fairman. She saved it to Ray, and Brianna couldn't get it to go. Now Burkett's pass stolen. Here comes Dara. Her layup will go home. Boy, tried to spin out on Courtney Dara, but it went home, and it's a 30-30 ball game, 5-10 for the third quarter. It's a 1-2-2 zone now for the Bulldogs to start the third quarter. On the block to Satterley, but 3 seconds is the call.
Yep.
And that'll be the 13th turnover on the Toppers. Substitution now for Hillsboro. Faith Burkett is out. And Tekla Lohman, a 5'8 junior, back into the contest. Full court pressure from Hillsboro. And it comes to Ray. She wears the knee brace on the right knee. Dogs in the road red uniforms trimmed out in the white. Toppers in the home white trimmed out with the orange and the black. Here comes Sinaldi. Tried to no-look it, and she overshot Fairman and Ray. And if you've thrown it too far, tall for Sophie Fairman, you've just thrown it too tall, period.
Throwing it way up in the air because that young lady's got long arms.
She's listed at 6'1", probably has a wingspan of 6'4". Here's Satterley, this time too strong off the window. And the rebound to Fairman. Her pass stolen by Puckett. Layup no good. Puckett got it back. This time she's pure. 6 for Rachel Puckett. Great second effort. She missed the initial layup. Staunton had 2 defenders back, but somehow Puckett got the rebound. Now Yakos buries it from the right baseline. She's got six. Back and forth we go, tied at 32. On the attack, Rachel Puckett. Her pass tipped, stolen. And as Dara brings it out, she gets called for the double dribble.
She was going to pass it and then decided to dribble it, and it was too late.
And third quarter, kind of in the same vein as the first quarter. A lot of turnovers here by both squads.
They got rusty while they was in the dressing room.
They did. The shooting's been nice, though, here tonight for the most part since the first quarter's gone by.
When you think of this being the first game, yeah, it's not been bad at all.
Here's Gabeau on the attack, yes. Courtney Gabeau, she was saddled with foul trouble most of that first half, but she appears to be settling in here in the third quarter. Toppers back in front, 34-32. Here comes Ray right back, missed it. Rebound hit the floor, picked up by Sinaldi, missed it. Yakos has it, count it, and the foul. Katie Yakos with eight, game tied at 34. And Katie has a free throw coming to give the Dogs the lead. And that's probably something, Uncle Ralph, that's going to be true for Staunton throughout the year. With their size across the board, they should get a lot of extra possessions via the offensive rebound.
Yeah, and if they don't get, they're going to draw a lot of fouls that way too, because shorter girls are going to have to foul them.
Absolutely. Yakos puts the free throw home, and Staunton out in front 35-34. So back and forth we go here at Hillsborough High School, opening night of the season. Pass tipped by Sinaldi and picked up in the backcourt by Gray. Into the front court now, leaves it off for Puckett. Rachel on the attack. Back to Rachel now after she gave to Satterley. Back to Rachel, bucket good. Puckett now with eight, four in the quarter, and a 36-35 Hillsborough lead. As ball pressure full court this time from Puckett as Ray brings it up. Here's Yakos. Step behind the arc, she wants to attack. She will leave it in the corner for Dara. Courtney will fire from 19, short. Rebound, knocked out of bounds off of the toppers. It'll belong to Staunton. That time Shelby Gray got the rebound, but she kind of lost her footing and then lost possession of the basketball.
I thought at first she might have been shoved, but I guess she wasn't.
36-35 toppers. Staunton has the basketball with Yakos up top. Down to Sinaldi. Sam will turn and hit off the left block. Sam Sinaldi, she has.
And that was not as easy as it looked.
No, it was not. That was a contested look from an awkward angle. A one-point Staunton lead. 2:45 for the third quarter. It's been a good basketball game. Highly entertaining. In the corner goes to Lohman on the block. Up, Satterley rejected by Sophie Fairman. That's been a nice battle on the inside between Aaron Satterley and Sophie Fairman. Long pass into the front court to Dara. Courtney jacking off the right side, leaves it for Sinaldi. Open three, got it. Sam Sinaldi buries the triple. She's got eight, and the Dogs have stretched the lead to four. 2:15 for the third quarter. Looks like Staunton's back in the 2-3 zone now. They've been switching the zone pressure. Here's Shelby Gray off the left side to the elbow. Leaves it off Puckett. She'll try to answer and does. Rachel Puckett has her first triple tonight. Give her 11 in the ball game, and she's the first player into double digits for either side. 40-39. Sinaldi's pass stolen away by DeLuca, and now a reach-in foul underneath her own hoop from Katie Yakos. So on one end, Sinaldi hits a three. We come right back to the other end, and Puckett hits a three. 40-39. The great equalizer, the three-point shot.
That changed the game of basketball considerably.
100 seconds for the third quarter. A one-point Staunton lead. Pass tipped out front by Sinaldi, stolen by the Dogs. Here comes Sam. No look to Dara. Off Courtney's hand, she tracks it down in the left corner. 90 seconds for the quarter. Here's Sinaldi. Right side it goes now to Yakos. Katie on the block to Fairman. Sophie had to go off her hands. Deflected by Ray. She tried to save it, unable to do so. It'll be out of bounds for the 18th Staunton turnover. But with all that said, Staunton has a 40-39 lead, 80 seconds for the third quarter. These two squads met last year in a regional championship. Here they are opening up the 2010 season. Another turnover for the Toppers. Here comes Sinaldi, tried to cross over. She had it poked away and stolen. Here comes Hillsborough into the front court with Puckett. Rachel off to Lohman. She will fire from the baseline and hit. Tekla Lohman, her first bucket. That time Puckett almost got caught with the steps, but she got the basketball away just in the nick of time to Lohman, who buried it and has given Hillsborough the lead 41-40. Another turnover for the Dogs. That's 20. Here comes Puckett into the front court, leaves it for Lohman. Up, too strong this time, and Dara has the board. 35 seconds for the third quarter, and Coach Troy Redfern wants a timeout. Up and down action here at Hillsborough High School with 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. Hillsborough 41, Staunton 40. We are back with more high school basketball following these messages.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn now offers a second location to help serve those in the Pawnee area. Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn and the new Carroll Street Pharmacy in Pawnee accepts most insurance prescription plans and offers competitive pricing. Stop in, let the pharmacist with over 50 years experience help you with your healthcare needs. In Auburn, call 438-6141 and in Pawnee, 625-7000.
Fleming Tall Fall & Company, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville, has been providing tax and accounting services to Central Illinois for over 40 years. For business, farm, and personal accounting, call Fleming Tall Fall & Company CPAs, the area's tax specialists, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville.
Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner. So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubby Hole in Carlinville. Promote your business all over town with custom truck lettering and designs, or promote your event with a custom banner. We can create custom signs, banners, truck lettering, and magnetic signs using computerized vinyl lettering. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville, or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
Carafe, we got ourselves a ball game.
Yes, we have. It started out a little slow in that first quarter, but the horses have come out of the gate are running.
Staunton had the lead up to 10 in that first half, but the Hillsborough Lady Hilltoppers battled back to tie the game at 26 as we went into the half. Now 7.5 minutes through the third quarter, it is the Toppers with a one-point lead, but the Dogs have the basketball and they will face full court pressure. And it goes to Ray. Brianna will get it into the front court to Sinaldi. Here comes Sam down the right side, leaves it back for Ray. See if the Dogs want to try to hold for the final shot here. Coming out of the timeout, 20 seconds. Ray picked up her dribble. Bailed out by Fairman. Good catch on the right block. Here's Ray at the elbow. Brianna will attack. She's going to put it up. Missed it. 13 seconds for the quarter. Here come the Toppers with DeLuca. Katie DeLuca leaves it on the right wing for Gray. Back to DeLuca. Open look for three. Short. Rebound out of bounds belonging to Staunton as it went off the hands of Mercedes Johnston, the 5'7 sophomore who's checked in for the first time. 3 seconds for the quarter. Enough time for Staunton to get a look. Might only be a half-court heave, but they're going to have a chance. And it comes to Ray. Brianna checks the clock. Back to Sinaldi. Lets it go. Three-quarters court. No good. And after three quarters, it is Hillsborough 41, Staunton 40. We are back with the money quarter on opening night right after these messages.
All Jets Automotive has been serving the area for 61 years, and they've been in Staunton for 22 years. This is the consistency of service and quality that you need to keep your vehicles in top condition. All Jets Automotive has tires and full-service shops. The Dorsey location even has collision repair. Call All Jets today.
At Quality Flooring, you'll find brand names like Mohawk, Armstrong, Mannington, Target, and more in their 3,000-square-foot showroom. Hardwood, laminate, ceramic tiles, and more with financing available. Get your flooring now for the holidays. Quality Flooring, where you'll find quality you can stand on. Stop in just 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16.
UJ's Corner Convenience Stores at Litchfield and Nokomis have what you want when you want it. Get all your favorite ice-cold beverages, snacks, deli sandwiches, and a whole lot more. So when you're stocking up for the game or remember what you forgot, remember you can get it all at UJ's in Litchfield and Nokomis. Open 24 hours a day. Now that's convenience. It's football season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare close to home.
Hi, I'm Reagan Weir with Shipman Elevator Company. Fall is a great time for soil sampling to take inventory of nutrient levels in your soil. We then can give you a tailor-made recommendation to maximize yields on each field. Call Shipman Elevator for fall soil sampling on your farm. 618-729-9009.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment, or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
You're listening to America's high school sports leader, WSMI.
Here we go, start of the fourth quarter, and should be a outstanding 8 minutes of action here. And who knows, maybe we'll get a little bonus basketball for you here in the second game of our doubleheader on WSMI. Hope you're enjoying the live stream, if that's how you're accessing the broadcast tonight, as we offer live streams of all of our high school sporting events at WSMIRadio.com. And then this game, along with Litchfield and Nokomis, both will be podcasted for you tomorrow. Here's Ray off the right window. It's up and in for Brianna Ray. She's into double digits with 10. And Staunton out in front, 42-41. Well, if we could stay on the odd point a majority of this fourth quarter, that'll make it even better. This game has been back and forth. Certainly the entire second half, bad pass by Lohman. Picked off by Dara. Goes up, missed the layup. May have been altered by Gabeau, I think it was. And we're going to get a jump ball. It'll go the topper's way, and great hustle there, Uncle Ralph, from Courtney Gabeau.
Certainly was.
Did not concede the layup, hustled back, altered the shot, and as a result, no points on the board, and toppers get the basketball. Dangerous pass, nearly picked off. Puckett got it. Lohman, yes. Tekla Lohman now with 4 points, as that time it was a great job to meet the basketball, meet the pass, and that's the only way the toppers maintained possession right there.
And that was not a simple basket. If you well know, playing the game, that shot from the side.
Very tough. Stolen. Puckett goes up. Missed the layup. Boy, we have seen more missed layups here tonight in varsity basketball than we might see all year long. Opening night jitters. They will happen, well, every year on opening night.
Yeah, and that could have been a big basket there for the Hilltoppers, because that would have given
them. It's only a one-point lead, and now we got a five-second call out front of Sophie Fairman being guarded, not making a move to the basket. She's whistled for 5 seconds. Another turnover on the Dogs, given 21 tonight. But as Uncle Ralph was saying, that missed layup there would have given the Toppers a three-point lead. But as it is right now, they have the basketball with a one-point advantage. Here's Puckett spinning into the front court. Rachel dumps it down. Satterley off the window, short. And the rebound goes to Yakos. Ahead quickly to Sinaldi now. Here comes Sam. She will attack. Layup good. Sam Sinaldi with 10 points as she went strong off the right side, and Staunton back in front, 44-43. Here's Puckett spinning up top, rejected but fouled by Sinaldi. For Sam Sinaldi, I believe that'll be her third, second team foul of the half on the Dogs. It's a shooting foul, and it will send Rachel Puckett, the 5'6 junior, to the foul line. 6 minutes, 12 seconds to play ball game. Puckett's toss is good, and we're tied at 44.
That didn't hit nothing but the bottom of the net, Timbo.
No, it didn't, and she's
nothing
got a
but
dozen.
The bottom. A lot of fours up there on the scoreboard.
Second toss is good. Puckett gets the pair. She's got a baker's dozen, and now we've got a baseline violation as Sam Sinaldi stepped over the baseline before she threw the basketball into play. Another turnover on the Dogs. That's a costly one there. 6-12 to play. We are tied at 44.
That's a costly mistake, but it's so easy to do.
Gabeau for three, short, and the rebound to Ray. Ahead quickly to Sinaldi. Puts it up off the window. Yes, Sam Sinaldi now has a dozen. I misspoke a moment ago, said it was tied at 44. The second free throw from Puckett made it 45-44 toppers. And now Sinaldi's deuce gives the lead back to Staunton, and Brett Teakin wants a timeout. 5 minutes, 50 seconds for the ball game. It is Staunton 46, Hillsboro 45. You're listening to high school basketball action on WSMI FM 106.
Important documents, family heirlooms, jewelry, coins, bonds. Each of us has items that could not be replaced if they were lost or stolen. The First National Bank offers a variety of safe deposit boxes in our Raymond, Girard, Verdon, and Pawnee banking centers. Stop by today or call us at 229-3701. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Your family's safety, keeping warm this winter, and maintaining a budget is important to you. Comfort Pro can provide all of these. What is Comfort Pro? It's propane from M&M Service Company. It's a safe and economical fuel, a well-trained staff, a budget billing plan, and contracting options, all of which are a part of Comfort Pro. Comfort Pro is simply comfort from the professionals at FS.
Hillsboro Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsboro Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsboro Energy.
WSMI, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Well, after one quarter, Staunton led the Toppers 13-9. Then Hillsboro outscored Staunton 17-13 in the second quarter. We were tied at 26. And after three quarters, it was a one-point advantage for the Toppers. And now just underway fourth quarter, it's a one-point advantage for the Bulldogs. Out of the timeout, here come the Toppers with Gabeau. Off to Puckett on the block to Satterley, and 3 seconds in the lane. 19 yep. Topper turnovers now.
Got to move in and out of there once in a while. You can't homestead in there.
Dangerous pass, nearly stolen. Dara picked it up. Teague thought she was on the sideline. Courtney comes into the front court. Here comes Sinaldi up top, leaves it for Ray. 5.5 minutes to play ball game. 46-45 Staunton. Here comes Dara. Some dangerous passes being thrown by the Bulldogs. This one's tipped and stolen. Here comes Gabeau. Little jump stop, but she traveled. She kind of slid that pivot foot behind her.
Yeah.
Right idea, just kind of drug that pivot foot, and the referee right on top of it for the call. 20 turnovers now on the Toppers. Teague couldn't see the play cleanly because he was screened on the far side, but she definitely drug that pivot foot.
Yep, she did.
Here's Ray, double teamed out front. Oh, nice look to Sinaldi. Sam off the window, missed it. Yakos with the rebound. Katie will not miss. 11 for Katie Yakos. And once again, the Bulldogs continue to dominate on the inside, but their size. Second and third opportunities all night long for Staunton. Here's Gabeau. She did it again. 21 turnovers. That time it was the old hop that got her.
Cut the ball, hopped, and of course, she got the pass.
See, that's what I've never understood about the jump stop the last few years, no matter what the level of basketball is. That's technically an up-and-down violation.
It is to me.
But it's just a jump stop now.
Yep.
And on we go. 48-45, the Staunton lead out to three.
And a big possession here for Staunton because you score here now, and they just blew that chance. But you score there now, even a two or a three, and you stretch that lead out a little bit and give yourself a little breathing room.
It was the pressure defense from Rachel Puckett. Forced a pass from the right wing all the way across the floor to go out of bounds. Great defense from Rachel Puckett. Satterley from the baseline, too strong. Rebound to Fairman. Had it poked away from behind, loose on the floor. We're going to get Staunton basketball with Brianna Ray as she hit the deck. Bodies all over. Great hustle. Here comes Yakos. From the corner short, Katie follows her own miss, gets it back, and she traveled.
Yep.
And I have now officially ran out of turnover markings.
Yeah.
I have no more left. My sheet goes up to 24, and that was number 25 on the dog.
Yeah, that's 45 between the two teams. I think Hillsborough's got 20.
I got him down for 21 after that last turnover they had.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
You were close. Teakle, thank you for shorting him on the right side.
Yeah.
4 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Ball game. Here comes Gabeau. Quick step. Blocked. Missed it. And the rebound out to Yakos. And what are we going to have here? We got two officials making two separate calls. Now the officials will get together and have a conversation. They're going to call different things here, but now we have to figure out which happened first, which official will take precedent. We have a decision, and it'll be a foul on Rachel Puckett. Fourth team foul of the half, but that's what you like to see there, Uncle Ralph. The officials get together and get it right.
Especially if you got officials working in the first game of the season, they're probably not familiar with one another, you know. So you got to talk things over when you.
Absolutely. This has been a well officiated ball game here tonight, and good job right there by the officials to get together. And the Dogs turn it right back over. Here comes Hillsboro. A 3-point lead for the Dogs. Gray attacks, stripped, and fouled. And this time all three officials blow their whistles, and they all three have the same call. It'll be a shooting foul, and to the free throw line, Shelby Gray.
This young lady, I believe, is just a sophomore.
Shelby is a 5'6 sophomore. She has 4 points on the night, hit a three in the first quarter, then knocked down one out of two tosses in the second. Her toss is no good. She got a good-looking shot, though. A nice release. Mm-hmm. Very good-looking follow-through. 3:38 for the ball game. Second toss up. It is good.
So now we're down to that one possession.
48-46. 3.5 minutes for the ball game. This has been an outstanding contest here tonight. Here's Ray off to Fairman. Sophie rejected by Hannah Luckett. Now we're going to get a whistle and a foul. For Hannah Luckett, that'll be her third. She got the wrist of Sophie Fairman that time on the release. Don't forget, Fighting Illini basketball coming up on Thursday. And before the Illini basketball game, we'll have the Coach Ron Zook show for you. That at 7 o'clock Thursday night right here on WSMI. And it'll be followed by Illini basketball from Madison Square Garden in New York as Illinois will take on Texas, the battle of top 25 squads. Live coverage for you Thursday night. 7:30 here on WSMI FM 106.
And when we talk about the Illini, Tim, the potential of that team is unbelievable.
Oh, I watched them the other night, Uncle Ralph, against SIU Carbondale. They are so talented. They should be in store for an outstanding year. They should not lose very many games. Here's Fairman. She missed the first toss. Second toss is good. So Sophie gets one out of two. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. So Illini basketball coming up Thursday night, 7:30, right here on WSMI. 3:15 for the game. Three balls short from the toppers. Rebound kept alive by Hillsboro. Puckett attacks, blocked in there. Ray brings it out. Off it goes to Dara. Courtney now will dribble out behind the three-point arc. Now she reattacks. Up, missed the layup. Rebound fought for off Fairman's hands, out of bounds. And good decision that time from Courtney Dara, Uncle Ralph, as she pulled it back initially, realized the defense had sagged, then she reattacked, but another missed layup. We've seen a lot of those on both sides here tonight.
Yes, we have.
A three-point Bulldog lead.
Again, a lot of that is first game mistakes.
No doubt about it. Here comes Gray, leaves it, Puckett, long two, yes. Long two, had a foot on the line. Rachel Puckett now with 15 points tonight. A 49-48 Staunton lead, 2.5 minutes ball game.
Crunch time.
Dara lost the ball off her foot, picked it back up as she was facing the double. Dumps it down to Brianna Ray. Bad pass. Now we're going to have a jump ball. Possession will keep it with Staunton. That time Ray got tied up on the baseline. And if you're Staunton here, Uncle Ralph, you don't want to get in too big of a hurry.
No. Use the clock. Eat that clock up a little bit. You got a one-point lead.
They had a 10-point lead in the first half, and it seemed like the full court pressure kind of sped them up a little bit. And it seems that the Bulldogs playing a little bit faster than they want to right now. Dara's pass tipped and stolen. Ahead it comes to Burkett. She's going to rise. Can't get it. Rebound belongs to Sophie Fairman. 2-10 ball game. A one-point Staunton lead. Brianna Ray against full-court ball pressure from Faith Burkett into the front court. Brianna spins, attacks, count it, and the foul. Brianna Ray now with a dozen as she goes coast-to-coast, spun at the top of the key, then just pure strength, Uncle Ralph, to muscle it home.
Big play.
That puts the lead to three, but the toss could make it a two-possession game with 2:01 to play in the fourth. Hecla Lohman is out for the Toppers. Gabeau back in. Ray's free throw short. Rebound to Yakos. She lost it, but she was fouled. So another opportunity for the Dogs at the free throw line. They will be in the bonus the last 2 minutes.
And they have missed a bunch of them.
And for Courtney Gabeau, it's just been one of those nights as she has fouled out. She got in foul trouble early on Ralph. She'll finish with 8 points, but she picked up 3 fouls in the first quarter and could never really get in a groove here this evening. Fairman out of bounds play. Yes, beautifully done. Fairman now with 9 as they stacked it on each side of the lane there on the out of bounds play and lobbed it up to Fairman. She put it home. Up to a 5-point lead. 100 seconds for the game. Big three for Puckett. Got it. They're going to give her a long two. She had a foot on the line. Brett Teakin wants a timeout. But a big shot from Rachel Puckett nonetheless. She hits a long two. And with 96 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, Staunton 53, Hillsboro 50. We have a timeout on the floor. We're back after these messages on WSMI.
This broadcast is brought to you by the Shine Shop in Litchfield, Auto Cleanup with a Difference, Garrow's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, the Verdant Dairy Queen, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, Nokomis Tire and Auto Repair, Baker Custom Homes and Building in Litchfield, and by Farmers Pellet Company in Farmersville.
You tuned into the game for great sports entertainment, but where do you turn for quality banking services? Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Take advantage of the full range of products and services that are provided by local people at Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC and the community.
Welcome back to Hillsboro High School. Tim Mize alongside Uncle Ralph Niehaus. We've got a dandy here in what is the second game of our doubleheader. Hope you enjoyed game one tonight, Litchfield and Nokomis. And couldn't have been any better than this ball game here. A 53-50 lead for Staunton with 96 seconds to play. Full court pressure. Sinaldi needs to get it in. Needs to get it in. Can't do it. 5 second count. No, wait. Troy Redfern got a timeout with the back official at the 4.5 count. So Staunton dodged a bullet. Troy Redfern gets a timeout just in the nick of time. So no time off the clock. Bulldogs take a timeout as after they could not get the ball in bounds. As they take a timeout, so shall we. We're back with the final 96 seconds right after these messages.
Grab hold of savings and get the Morton building you've always wanted during our off-peak construction season. Start your building project now and have it ready to use next year. If you've been thinking about a new building, it's time to contact your local Morton building sales consultant. Contact us today at 217-324-2002.
This is Dennis Yokley with Roger Jennings. The beautiful fall season begins, along with those cool evenings, pleasant days, high school football, and harvest. We all know preparation is the key to success. New, used, service, or parts for any make or model, Roger Jennings continues to improve training and facilities to meet your needs.
This is WSMI, America's high school sports leader.
Troy Redfern got that timeout just in the nick of time as the official under the basket was getting ready to call a 5 second count, but the back official got the timeout just before the 5 seconds hit. Again, full court pressure. Dogs get it in this time to Ray. Brianna into the front court. Got spun around, still has the basketball. Off it goes to Fairman now. Back cut, Ray has it. Layup, missed it. Got it back and hit it. Brianna Ray with 14. Big bucket there
big
for Staunton.
Big bucket.
A 5-point lead. Back comes Puckett. Toppers need a bucket, don't need a three yet, just need points. On the baseline to Satterley, left side of the key now to Burkett. In the corner to Puckett. Rachel, ball faked, and we've got a foul coming on Staunton. It'll be on the floor, fourth team foul on the Dogs. Down to 67 seconds to play in the ball game. That last possession there from Staunton, they attacked the basket. They didn't want to try to run out the clock with only a 3-point lead. They got a good play coming into the front court and executed nicely. Toppers will spread the Dogs out here. They will stack it low on the baseline and the pass stolen. Puckett's pass stolen by Ray. 60 seconds for the game. Leaves it off for Fairman. Sophie puts it up and in. Sophie Fairman with 11 off the assist
from
Ray.
Just about done it.
A 7-point lead now. Only 52 seconds left. Pass tip for this zone for Staunton. So tough with all that length. Never an open passing lane. Satterley counted in the foul. Maybe the toppers aren't done yet. 45 seconds left. Clock stopped. 57-52. Staunton with the lead. And at the free throw line, Aaron Satterley. Big free throw here for the 6-foot junior. This could get it back to a 4-point ball game. Toss. Good. Full court pressure again. Can the Dogs take care of the basketball? They've turned it over 26 times tonight. Sinaldi in trouble. Now Ray in the backcourt is fouled with 38 seconds to play.
Big free throws here.
That was a huge 3-point play on the other end by Aaron Satterley. Exactly what Hillsborough needed as they were down by 7. That was their largest deficit since early in the first half. Back to a 4-point game now. Brianna Ray at the free throw line. She's only 2 out of 7 tonight. Make it 2 out of 8. She missed the front end. 35 seconds left. Another big trip for the Toppers. Here they come. Puckett will stop. Pop missed it. Rebound to DeLuca. Back to Burkett. Down to 25 seconds. 4-point lead. Pass stolen by Ray. Foul given by Puckett. Boy, and there, Uncle Ralph, Toppers passed up a couple of open shots.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they passed up a couple of real wide open shot.
Only 22 seconds left. The Dogs lead by 4. And Brianna Ray back to the free throw line. She just missed the front end. Now she'll get a second crack. Free throw is good.
Big free throw.
Huge free throw there for the senior point guard, Brianna Ray. She's got 15 in the game. That makes it a 5-point lead. Next toss could put them 6 clear. It is around and down for Brianna Ray. When she needed the tosses, she got them. Huge free throws there from Brianna Ray.
And if you're a coach, Tim, that's what you like to see your seniors do. Step up and take charge.
No doubt about it. And that's always one of the benefits to having senior leadership. These types of situations, when the game gets a little bit dicey at the end, you know the pressure's going to pick up defensively. It's always nice to be able to rely on a senior point guard.
Step up and take charge, you know, and you see girls, or boys, either one, that love that position. They love that challenge of being contested when the game's on the line.
Game's on the line right now. A 6-point lead for the Toppers. A 6-point lead for the Bulldogs. Toppers have the basketball with just 20 seconds left. Here comes Gray to Burkett. Wide open three. They got to have it, and they got it. Faith Burkett buries the triple off the left wing. Toppers take a timeout. Only 12.8 seconds to play. A 1-possession game. Staunton has had trouble taking care of the basketball tonight. You know the full court pressure's coming. Timeout on the floor. Back with the final 12 seconds right after these messages.
JF Benty Sons, your area Shell oil jobbers. Call 854-3164 or stop by 443 West Main for all of your propane home heating needs or auto service repair work and tires. Or visit Benty Shell Food Marts in Hillsboro, Litchfield, Brighton, Girard, Farmersville, Raymond, or Carlinville and get high-quality Shell gasoline and grab some snacks and drinks for the game.
Doctors Alan Shiles and Arthur Curl in Litchfield wishes all athletes a safe and enjoyable season. No matter what sport, it's important to keep your teeth safe. Use a mouth guard. For better protection, follow the directions to have that mouth guard formed specifically for your teeth. This message from Doctors Alan Shiles and Arthur Curl in Litchfield. Call 217-324-6223 or go to alanshiles.com.
WSMI, WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Tim Eyes along with Uncle Ralph back here at Hillsboro High School, and the Toppers will not go quietly here tonight. They were down by 7 20 seconds ago. They're now down by 3, and Staunton will have to face full court pressure with just 60 seconds left.
And they haven't...
only 14 seconds.
Seconds.
They're messing with the scoreboard over there.
And Staunton hasn't That's been their one nemesis tonight. They haven't taken very good care of the ball, Tim.
26 turnovers, I have them down for.
On the inbounds especially.
Full court pressure. Toppers have all five defenders in the back court. And it goes to Ray, and Burkett will give the foul quickly on Brianna. Only 1 second goes off the clock, 13 and a half left for the ball game.
But that's putting the right person to the line if you're Staunton.
She just made her last two tosses, did Brianna Ray. She needs at least one here. And it's not double bonus yet, so it's a 1-1. So this first free throw is huge, obviously.
And as you said, Tim, only 1 second ticked off the clock. It's amazing what can happen in the last 15, 20 seconds of a ball game.
And when you got a lead like Staunton does right now, the last 15 seconds can seem like 15 minutes. Ray's free throw is no good. Rebound to the Toppers. They're going to say that basketball didn't hit the rim, so the Toppers will have to take it out of bounds. How about this? Will we get overtime here in the second game of our doubleheader on WSMI? Down by three, here come the Toppers. They go for the deuce. Satterley missed the layup, and the rebound to Fairman, stolen by Puckett. She will fire and hit with just 2 seconds left. She banked that in from the corner, Uncle Ralph. She banked it in from the corner, but down three with limited time. The Toppers were not going for three. They were going for the two,
yeah.
And now they've got only a second left, and there's honestly not even enough time for them to do anything now unless they steal the inbounds pass.
Got to steal the inbound pass.
But the moment they put a few more seconds back on the clock, currently 3 seconds on the scoreboard. But the way the scoreboard's been going tonight, Uncle Ralph, I'm not quite sure that we can believe that number.
I think that scoreboard needs to see its doctor. It's a little sick.
It's a little sick tonight.
Yeah, I think it needs a shot of Geritol or something.
He thought opening week was next week.
Yeah, well.
What a game here tonight
between Staunton
and Hillsboro.
When I looked up there at the scoreboard, I thought, I'm going blind. I don't see no names up there.
That's exactly. So it was a 7-point lead 30 seconds ago. Now there's 3 seconds left. It's a 1-point lead. And if Staunton can get the basketball in, they should win. Sinaldi looking, and she will take a timeout. So only 3 seconds left, and the defensive pressure for the Toppers is ratcheted up here. 59 for Staunton, 58 for Hillsboro. Only 3 seconds left. The Toppers facing full court pressure as they will try to steal the basketball away from the Staunton Bulldogs. We're back with the finish right after this.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes, and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
The situation is simple. If Staunton can get the ball in bounds, they should win the basketball game. If not, well, it'll be very, very interesting. Our next high school sports broadcast coming up Saturday, November 27th, a doubleheader from the Litchfield Tournament. And it goes to Ray, and they've done it. The Dogs have avoided trouble here as they got it in bounds. That's all they needed to do. And Staunton on opening night comes into Hillsboro and defeats the Toppers 59-58. We're back to wrap it up from Hillsboro High School right after these messages.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today, like saving for the future. Bank and Trust Company has a variety of ways to help you plan for the financial road ahead, including savings accounts, IRAs, and CDs. Just ask which options are best for you at Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
At Westin Food Mart in Raymond, you can rent videos, pick up donuts, try the fresh pizza, get hamburgers, hot dogs, or fresh-made deli sandwiches. At Westin, you can fill your gas tank with Phillips 66 gasolines, open 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day, or fill up 24 hours with your credit card at Westin Food Mart in Raymond.
WSMI, America's high school sports
what
leader.
What a game here tonight to kick off the 2010-2011 high school basketball season as the Staunton Bulldogs avenge their regional championship loss last year to the Toppers as they defeat Hillsboro here on opening night 59-58. Toppers had a one-point lead heading into the fourth quarter, and Staunton outscored Hillsboro 19-17 in the fourth quarter to take the ball game here tonight. Looking at the final totals, the leading scorer for Hillsboro, Rachel Puckett, she's the leading scorer in the ball game with 19 points. It was Aaron Satterley finishing with 9 points. Courtney Gabot had 8 before fouling out. Hannah Luckett and Shelby Gray each with 5 points, and Tekla Lohman had 4 points. Faith Burkett with 3 points for the Toppers, quarters of 9, 17, 15, and 17 for their game total of 58. And I had Hillsboro down for 23 turnovers tonight, 4 of 6 from the foul line. For the Staunton Lady Bulldogs, victorious here tonight, quarters of 13, 13, 14, and 19 for their winning total of 59. Staunton turned the basketball over 26 times tonight. But when they needed to make a play, they did so, and they were led tonight by Brianna Ray. She finishes the night with 16 points. Sam Sinaldi with a dozen. It was Katie Yakos and Sophie Fairman each with 11 points. And Courtney Dara finished with 7 for Staunton. Had them 9 of 21 from the foul line. They were just 3 of 7 in that fourth quarter. So free throw shooting may be something that Coach Redfern will be focusing on here as the season progresses along.
The ever elusive free throw.
But
it can keep you in the game or it can take you totally out of it.
And when they needed them, Brianna Ray stepped up to the line.
And as we said earlier, Tim, if you're Coach Redfern or if you're any coach, that's what you want your seniors to do. When the game's on the line, you want them to step up and do what has to be done. That's why you have senior girls to get that done, or senior boys, doesn't matter.
Absolutely. Seniors are always a good thing. And the seniors for Staunton tonight prevail over the younger Topper squad as Staunton takes it 59-58. Our next girls high school broadcast will come to you from the Litchfield Tournament Saturday, November 27th at 6 o'clock. Nokomis takes on Athens. Then at 7:30, Litchfield takes on Carlinville. Both games will be heard live right here on WSMI FM 106.
And you know, Tim, as we sit here and wrap up this game tonight, I'd just like to say to the not only the Hillsboro fans, the Staunton fans that are any at Litchfield, wherever you're at, matters not, get out and watch these girls play. It's amazing how well they play, and it's a lot of fun to watch them. And where can you go on any night of the week and spend $3 and be entertained any better? And these kids are out there playing their heart out. And so I see people in these stands these winter and give these kids some support. It's a great sport. And it's a lot of fun to watch, not only for us, but spectators. So, you know, get off the couch and get out and watch these kids play.
Well said, Uncle Ralph. Hope you enjoyed our doubleheader here tonight on WSMI. Game number one had Litchfield battling Nokomis. And here in the nightcap, the Staunton Bulldogs defeat the Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers 59-58. For all the scores from tonight's action, make sure you tune in to Spotlight on Sports tomorrow morning, 7:30, here on WSMI FM 106. Remember, both of our games from tonight will be podcasted tomorrow, and you can get those at WSMIRadio.com. That's going to wrap it up here from Hillsboro High School. Thanks to producer Tom Williams. For Uncle Ralph, I'm Tim Mize. Good night from Hillsboro High School.